David Widmar, agricultural economist.
David, coming out with a planting expectations report, looking at how this late spring has really set back some farmers, what are some of your expectations for Plant 18?
Yeah, the USDA came out with its planting intentions report at the end of March. A lot of headlines pointed out that soybean acres are expected to be higher than corn for the first time, really going back to the 1980s during the farm financial crisis. Of course, a lot can happen between now and then, and the weather will be a key part of that. But we, in this week's post, stepped back and took a look at some of the other key observations from the planting intentions report, including that both corn and soybean acres are expected to be lower in 2018, and that could be some good news for the farm economy.
Taking it to specific areas impacted by weather, any idea where you might see some major acreage shifts, or is it still too soon to tell?
You know, I think it's really too soon to tell. I think even when we get into June, thinking about a few years ago, we had a lot of planting delays that eventually turned into prevented planting. In, say, Missouri was the area of concern a few years ago. We had hints of that in late June, but it really wasn't until July that we started to figure out the full extent of that. So I've heard a few times say it's too late in the season to be an early planting crop, but it's still too early to say it's going to be a late planting crop. So we have a lot of time here, and we'll see how sort of things settle out here in the next few weeks.
Less acreage in general, what could that do to some of the stocks and as far as markets?
Well, you know, combined corn and soybean acres hit a high of 180 million acres this year. That's expected to be down a few million here in 2018. And that sort of is the first piece of the puzzle when you think about production in the U.S. for 2018. So smaller acres sort of gives us a running chance at maybe having reduced production and lower ending stocks. Of course, yield and usage will be a big part of finishing out that equation, but we're starting to get into a scenario where at least the pressure towards building stocks is a little less than we've seen in recent years. Outside of corn and soybeans, we do see fewer sort of total principal crops being planted in the U.S. as an early expectation, so we'll see how things settle out. Of course, as sort of we've alluded to earlier, a big prevented planting if that were to bear out throughout the rest of the summer, that could also pull plantings down and potentially be beneficial to a lower production and stronger commodity prices.
With less acreage in general, any expectations for maybe more specialty crops, more wheat than part of the balance sheet, or just less acres in general?
Well, that's always a tricky. It's actually pretty tricky to keep track of all the principal crops. It's easy to keep an eye on corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, rice, a lot of acres in there. From the big acreage crops, we know there's going to be more cotton and actually more acres planted of spring wheat. And winter wheat is going to be unchanged. And that winter wheat and spring wheat being higher is really a big part of that turn down in corn and soybean acres. There's been a 9 million acre reduction in wheat acres over the last 2 years. So it'll be nice to sort of have a pause in that wheat downward trend. Outside of those crops, we can see a lot of other things sort of play into that. Always a few changes, but also thinking about producers who might be double cropping or using summer fallow, that could impact planting. Also, in some areas, some ground might be moving in into pasture production as well. So that could also impact total planting acres.
Any other thoughts on where acreage is moving and what's expected to start the planting season?
Well, this is a really big question. Looking a little bit more long-term, is where do these acres start to go in the next 5 years, maybe in the next 10 years? Where will combined corn and soybean acres be? Will we sort of hang out around here at 180 million, or will we continue the trend higher? As a reference point, we were at 160 million combined acres just in 2008. So last decade, we've had a big increase. What does the next decade have in store? Also thinking long-term, the House version of the Farm Bill that came out a couple weeks ago had in a plan to increase CRP, or the Conservation Reserve Program acreage, by about 5 million acres. That would pull the program out of some of its lowest acreage since it got started up in the 1980s and bring it back to sort of the long-run base level. That could also pull production acres down in the long term. So a lot of key pieces to keep in mind, and it'll be worth keeping an eye on.
And David, any last thoughts to wrap us up with?
you know, there's a lot of things that go into what will be finally planted between here and at the end of June is sort of that big USDA report that gives an idea of where acreage comes in. A lot can happen between now and then, weather being an important one of them. There could be some price changes here. And while this week's post talks about this could be the setup for a step up in the farm economy, a little bit of improvement, it's worth noting that yields and final production are still a long ways from being known. And there's a lot of unknowns that could creep up here in the next few years. So this is sort of an early look at maybe a potential improvement to be seen in the next few months.